It's not what one would normally expect to see in Kentucky, landlocked as that state is, but there it was, and I know that a few in our student body have already seen what my family and I were able to see for the first time this past summer. It was a replica of a construction site in which a portion of an enormous ark was being built. I'm referring to one of the displays at the Creation Museum in Petersburg, Kentucky. Quite a remarkable place with a variety of exhibits that are designed to illustrate various events, earth-shaping and history-shaping events that are recorded in the book of Genesis. And the account of Noah's building of the ark is given particular prominence. There are many lessons to be learned from the account of the building of the ark, of course. It shows just how frail and fragile all things earthly and human are. It underscores the seriousness with which God deals with those who rebel against him. It also emphasizes the care and love that he shows to those who put their trust in him. And it shows how important it is to follow his prescribed building plan, no matter how crazy the world may assess such a building plan to be. As it turns out, the Lord has a vitally important building project for you and for me, just as he had for Noah, a plan which is presented for us in the book of Jude, verses 17 to 21. But, dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Regardless of where we are in life, and regardless of where we are on the planet, the Lord's directive for us is build. He wants us to be busy building, for the very reason that he wanted Noah to be busy building, in order that he and his family might be spared in the day of destruction. Because of its wickedness, the world of Noah's day was on a collision course with God's judgment. Devastating floods were about to be unleashed on the world, and the only way to survive was to have a sturdy, sizably sized ark built in which one could rise above the floodwaters. And that's similar to how it is today. Because of the wickedness of the world today, it too is on a collision course with God's judgment. Jude speaks of the last times, and earlier in the letter, he writes, "See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done in an ungodly way, the ungodly way, and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against him." Global destruction is once again at the door, this time a destruction of fire. Once again, only those who are properly prepared will be spared. And the only ones who are properly prepared are those who have faith in Jesus. Writing to fellow believers, Paul said, "You, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness." Through faith in Jesus as our Savior from sin and death, we're all set for the day that God has set by his own authority. But that's not something for which we can take credit. Saving faith is not something that we constructed in our own hearts. That's the result of God's work and grace. Jude addresses the Christian readers of his letter as those who have been called, passive voice, who are loved by God the Father, passive voice, and kept by Jesus Christ, again, passive voice. It's only by God's working that we are made sons of light, even as Noah and his family were sons of light. But now that we are heirs of salvation, the directive that we're given is to be busy building up that holy faith. Christian faith in the heart is not a stagnant thing. It either increases or diminishes. And if we allow it to decrease and diminish, it can dissipate to the point of not existing on that day of the Lord's glorious return. And so we are directed to be building. You, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. The most important thing with which we can be busying ourselves is the strengthening, the bolstering, the fortifying of the faith that we've been given. It is through their understanding of this principle that Christian parents go to such expense and effort to provide Christian education for their children. They properly see Christian schools as places where the building tools are made readily available, as construction sites where faith can be fortified, strengthened through the daily use of God's Word. The world, of course, thinks we're crazy, just as it thought Noah was crazy. It scoffed at the fact that Noah was building a boat miles from an ocean and without a downpour in sight. It also thinks that we're crazy to pour energy and effort and money into Christian schools of education without any visible image of Jesus on the horizon at this time. Scoffers will come in the last days, writes Peter, walking according to their own lusts and saying, "Where's the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." But the Spirit has revealed to us something that the world of Noah's day did not know, and the world of today does not know. Namely, that the Lord is bringing judgment very soon and very swiftly, and that this is the time to prepare, to be on guard, to build up that most holy faith which the Lord has so graciously given. As we step into a new semester at this building site, therefore, be busy building. Hammer away at those assigned scripture passages so that they may firmly be in place when those adversarial winds of human philosophy assail in the future. Chisel into the heart and mind the Word of God, which alone can keep faith strong. Meditate on these things, says Paul. Give yourself wholly to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Then, come what may and come what will, we'll be ready to stand with the saints on the last day and withstand God's judgment when he comes in his glory. Things are building up to the last day. Build yourselves up, therefore, in your most holy faith. Our hymn for this morning is hymn 297, stanzas 1, 4, and 6. 297, 1, 4, and 6.